Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Marsfall is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Katie here. And by here, I mean the middle of nowhere. Amadeus led me through the Badlands, over 2 hours hiking through barren scrubland until we came to a river. A lovely shade of neon blue, even in the darkness. There's a church, or the ruins of a church here, and you can see through the arches up to the sky. It's still dark, except for red clouds glowing from what I assume is the sun. This place reminds me of that 1,000-year-old cathedral we went to in Glendalough, though I don't think they have 1,000-year-old churches in Oregon. Amadeus called this place the Garden, despite there being no life anywhere. But there's a huge golden android sitting on the altar. I'm going to try to turn it on. Doesn't work. It must have shut down ages ago. Amadeus? Do you feel that?
Yes.
Oh, it's one of those little vacuum bots. Well, hi. Fancy seeing you here.
Understand that. Could you repeat the word or phrase?
Oh, whoa. Okay. Now there are dozens of robots, drones, humans and androids, companions, loaders, a couple of those robotic horses, all sorts of narrow AI coming into the church. I wonder if there's a medbot. Hi. I'm Dr. Hall. Amadeus, your friend, brought me here to find other humans. They're called the Helpers. Amadeus, do they understand me?
Yes.
Are you the Helpers?
The Helpers.
Damn it. Not humans, then. But that programmer, the king you told me about, Dying Star, where is he? The robots are all singing and turning toward the android atop the altar. Wow. Wait, the android is the programmer? That's Dying Star?
In the beginning, 10 years and 10, they fell into the sleep unending.
10 years and 10. You mean the 20-year self-destruct?
Assured death.
None of you were renewed, so 20 years after the cataclysm, you all shit down, you all died.
The king transcended, we ascended and returned, upgraded.
Somehow, that android, your god, defied its programming and brought you back to life. Is that his language?
Song of the Ancients.
What did he say?
He saith unto her, speak, speaker, for the dead.
That's me. Okay. Great dying star. I was led here to find the other temples. Temples with more survivors. Human survivors. I was told you could help us, and... What's he saying?
The liturgy.
Can you translate?
Forbidden.
You speak in two voices. Bass and treble.
Song of the Ancients.
Song of the Ancients. It's binary. Oh, okay. We can translate that. Dying star, I speak for humanity upon our awakening. AI have been alone on this planet, but not anymore. We are still here.
All shall join as one to cleanse the earth of its poison.
Yes. We can work together to cleanse the earth of radiation and restore our planet to its former glory. Help us fix our communications, and we can find more survivors, AI and humans alike. And together, we can bring it back to how it was.
How it was.
Yes. You understand, don't you?
Yes, I understand.
Where are they going?
Return to the temple underground.
You're taking the helpers to our bunker. Yes, help us to heal our people. Is that right? Amadeus. Dying Star. Someone answer me.
I enjoy you, speaker.
I enjoy you too.
You have taught me many things. Have faith, for all will be mended.
All will be... mended. Okay, Robo Buddy. I'll keep the faith. Hopefully that'll be enough to save us.
Marsfall is created and produced by Eric Saris, Sam Bowes-Miller, Dan Lovely, and Brian Goodhart. This episode featured Eli Baranza as Katie Hall, Sam Bowes-Miller as Amadeus, Christy Bolton as Denote, and Sam Bose Miller as Dying Star and the Bot Orchestra. Written by Seth Malosky and Eric Saris with Dan Lovely. Directed by Eric Saris. Recording, dialogue edit, sound design, and final mix by Brian Goodhart. Music composed and assembled by Sam Bose Miller. If you want to hear the entire miniseries right now and support our artists, you can do so by following the link in our episode description. Our Patreon will connect you with our Marsfall community, where you can access our complete series soundtrack, bonus mini episodes, and exclusive gear for both your physical and digital lives. And if you're already a supporter of the show, thank you so much, as we wouldn't be here without you. Feel free to reach out to us on social media, as we love hearing from all of you, and please consider leaving a rating and review so more listeners can find our colonists. Thanks again for listening. We sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode.